Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Macondy.
That would be a little weird. That's a interesting name.
It's not. It's near you, too. It's not too far away. It's in Chickasaw County.
Chickasaw County. Around Houston?
Probably so, yeah. Well, hell, now you got me curious. Hold on. Let's look it up. Macondy is it doesn't really say. Doesn't really say what it's near. Moot is named after one of the first postmaster, Andrew Macondy, who came to the area from Scotland.
Well, there you go.
So it's not really Macondy.
That's where my family came from, pretty
it's
much.
Not really Macondy. It's Macondy.
Yep. My dad was filling me in on my genealogy the other day, by the way. And of course, I have a lot of Scottish blood.
Yes.
Which has really come on the last few years. And I've looked at my beard. It's been like red.
It's getting a little reddish, yeah.
But my dad was like, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, your great-great-granddad was from Russia. And I was like, what?
Well. Comrade Falk!
But that, my Richard dad made sure to say together. They were not communists because they came here before communism really existed. So, and they actually left Russia to go to Germany, and then they moved to Mobile, Alabama to become shipbuilders.
Okay.
And that's where we started. We came from Germany to Alabama.
What I'm
in the 1800s.
What I'm getting from this is next Halloween we should go as Nikolai Volkoff and the Iron Sheik.
I think that would play.
You're gonna see get up there and sing the Russian national anthem.
Yes. Cameraman,
zoom! Look at my arms. America.
Again, I was. We were fully on board with America at that time. We actually had family fighting in World War II.
Yes,
so, and World War I.
But it'd be funny. If you,
can
I get the stash?
Yes. My great granddad actually fought against his cousins in World War I.
There you go.
So
that's
fun. We were American from the start.
There you go. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. My wife was looking for some maroon and white merchandise this holiday season for her husband, and she got it at College Corner, and she understood the assignment. Banner rim, out. Interlocking, in. M over S, in. And she got me one of those cool with the white, like the silhouette of the bulldog.
Those are great.
Like that. So great stuff at College Corner. Now we're in the new year. New year? That means we're not in the new year yet, but we're getting there. New year means new gear. Baseball season coming up on us. M over S gear. You need to get it now at College Corner. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You got to let people know what kind of bank you want to deal with. That's the kind of bank that Priority One Bank is. They're a bank that knows you by name, not by account number. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I didn't forget them. I saved them for last. The Mississippi Beef Council, I'd like to thank them for beef. It's what's for Christmas. Boy, that prime rib was good. It was really good. And it couldn't have been, I mean, everything about it was delicious. I had a great Christmas dinner. I saw some of y'all's pictures from around the state. And I got to tell you, it looks like you guys took my advice and made beef what's for Christmas, and I'm glad that you did. Now the new year's coming up, and in the new year, we need to make a resolution. Let's eat a little bit more beef this year. A steak a week. Make that promise to yourself. And I promise you, you will feel better about yourself. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Good Christmas.
Yes.
Yes. Santa come. Hey, he dropped off the goods for Natty and Lady.
Yes, Santa made a visit.
Very good.
The girls are very good this year.
Outside it would be tough for Lady not to be.
She's been very good.
She's a baby.
Natty had a couple of instances. She stole some lip gloss one day, talked back to her teacher a couple of times. She's a fibber at times, but otherwise a very good girl, and so she was rewarded by Santa Claus this year as well.
Very good.
So we're good.
Very good. That's awesome. That's good to hear. Yeah. I got one more bit of family business today down in Vicksburg, and on Sunday, so that will have happened by the time you're listening to this podcast. We're actually
way down around Vicksburg,
now Louisiana. What? Hey. So as you're listening to this, we are recording this on a Saturday because I will be out of town on Sunday. So something big happens on Sunday, and we're scheduled to talk to Jeff Levy at 8 a.m. on Sunday morning. This is going to be a show. I can't wait to see how everybody looks at this one.
Yeah.
You're not coming, right?
No, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
I'm going to be there. I can't wait to see how this goes. Like, what are we doing? 8 a.m.? Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, Levy.
I have a lot of questions. A lot of times, I'm just not going to comment.
If you have any questions for Levy, you know, you asked my question the other day. I'll be happy to. If you got something you need asked, you let me know what it is, and I'll.
I mean,
if you think of something between now and then, you just holler at me. You know.
Yeah, I will.
I think. But so yeah. So if Levy comes out and he's like, "I quit," we'll figure something out. But you know, we'll have to do another.
Hey, we probably need to. Yeah, we probably need.
We might need to do it at that point. But yeah. Right as it sits right now, it's Saturday. It's 11:25 a.m. on a Saturday. My big chore for the day is reorganizing my spice cabinet. Other than that, should be a pretty easy day. This is what I want to talk about. And if you're listening and you're an Ole Miss fan, first off, rent's due. I don't do that rent-free stuff. My tips are open on Twitter. Regardless of what Ole Miss fans want to think about Pete Golding, all right, let's try to be realistic and let's try to look at this from 1,000 feet up, right? Pete Golding, Lane Kiffin is an elite college football coach. If you're going to make the case of coaches who haven't won national titles, he's right there at the very top. I mean, the list of coaches that have won national titles is very short right now, isn't it? Dabo, Kirby Smart, Ryan Day, and that's it, right? Jimbo's not coaching.
Kirby.
I said Kirby.
Oh, did you?
Kirby, Dabo, and Ryan Day. That's it, right? Harbaugh's not in the game. Fisher's not in the game. Saban's out.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay. So then you got your next tier, right? Lanning, Sarkisian, Kiffin. They're in that tier, right? That's where Kiffin is. And Golding, look, I think Golding's a really good defensive coordinator. I think he's done a good job of reestablishing how important recruiting was at Ole Miss beyond the portal. I think he's done a good job there. I think I believe his fan base is united behind him, and that is a big thing to have right now. But I'm not going to have this argument with anybody that Pete Golding is a better football coach than Lane Kiffin. That argument will not be had.
No, that if you're trying to make that argument,
you are
stuck in a delusion that I don't know if we can ever get you out of.
Yeah,
you cannot logically make that argument with anybody right now. Now he could eventually be. We could look up and Pete Golding is as good or better than Lane Kiffin. He's done nothing to this point to
we
say
we can't have that discussion today.
No.
That's a 5 years from now discussion. So there's this moment here for Mississippi State to take advantage of what chaos there is at Ole Miss. And I think they did a good job of locking down the chaos. In that, if they had let, you know, if they hadn't hired Golding on the day they did, they might have had some issues, right? Because Sumrall, Golesh, a lot of the Silverfield, a lot of candidates that you would have associated with that job got picked off. And so if they had tried to do a search into the next week, I don't know who they would have ended up with. I think they could have found a good coach, but I don't know. For Mississippi State right now, this bowl game is big in that if you win it and you give yourself just a little push into the offseason. But more importantly, Mississippi State has is in a similar spot to where they were in 2013 in that they have QB1 in place. They have the guy to build around. They have a guy that I think is going to be helpful in bringing in guys from the portal, and they have a guy that is going to be helpful in that he gives you – he allows you to fully unlock the potential of your head coach's offense. So there's this little – we're in a sort of a crossroads here for Mississippi State. There's two paths in front of them. One is they don't get it done in the portal. And that's really what it's going to come down to, right? And everything we've heard is that it's not a money issue. Now, I know Mississippi State fans are kind of tired of hearing that, right? But it really truly is going to be about how Mississippi State's coaches recruit and get players here. So either
And I have talked to enough people at this point that are directly involved in this to know that Mississippi State is not poor,
right?
When it comes to the transfer portal,
they've got money to spend. It's just going to be about the coaches doing their jobs
relative to their competition. They have money to spend.
If we look up in February and Mississippi State's portal class is like 30th, that's on Lebby. That's not on you, the listener, who didn't donate enough. Don't be told that it wasn't the case. That was the case. That is 100% on the coaching staff.
Yes.
But there's the other path is they get it done in the portal. They get some linemen who can protect Kamario Taylor. They replace Brennan Thompson with a guy who can be another 70, 80 catch guy. They go out and they find a couple of difference makers on defense. They pair up Kelly Jones with another good cornerback. And I don't know that you can go from where they were this year to being a playoff team. I had this discussion with a friend and I said, it's not even about being a playoff team. It's about going into week 8, convincing yourself, you know, if they just win a couple more, they could be right in that. It's not about in week 8, hey, they're the number 5 team in the country and they're for sure going to get in. It's about being the number 17 or 18 team in the country in this year. Next year, you want to talk about 2027, 2 years as starter for Kamario Taylor? I'll have that discussion with you then. But for this year, it's just about taking another step forward and being able to look up at the end of the season and being assured that you're on the right track. Lebby, the first time we had to have him on Sports Talk Mississippi at Media Days, prior to his first season, he said, I want Mississippi State fans to know they've got the right guy. Mississippi State fans still don't know that. They still – not everybody believes they've got the right guy. But Lebby could go – he could end all doubt or he could just be done by the end of this one.
Yeah. No, I think that's 100%. It is all on the portal for me. And also, I think it's the hires that are potentially coming for Jeff Lebby too. I think these hires have got to be really good. I like what he's added so far. I like the idea of adding, some assistants to the assistants.
I would do that for every position.
Yeah, there's no reason not to.
Yeah,
I mean, they already have those spots, but add in a prominent guy, a guy that's a position coach at a lower conference, a former head coach who is out of a job right now, becoming an analyst like you did with Paul Rhodes and Mike McIntyre. You cannot have enough of those voices in there. I mean, you talked about Pete Golding and Ole Miss. Will Pete Golding be as good a coach as Lane Kiffin? I doubt it. I don't see the same moxie, I guess, as from a head coach position, but I think he's a good coach. But what Pete Golding can do to offset that is add a ton of people around him, and they've added some really good pieces. State's got to do that same thing. And you talked about taking advantage here. State's got to add some pieces from other schools around the country that have had success, add them into the staff, and add as many pieces as you possibly can. It's the same thing with the transfer portal. I think State has got to go out and get top-end talent, but they've also got to fill in some spots as well. You know, there's been a conversation about Chris Jones at Southern Miss. Do you go after him or not? You have a really good linebacker crew. This guy had 135 tackles this year in the FBS. He was leading tackler in his conference in the Sun Belt and is a Mississippi guy. It appears that he's going to cost a lot of money, or at least more money than a lot of people think. So you have to make that decision. But if State has the money, I mean, I don't know. I would obviously focus all my efforts first and foremost on the lines of scrimmage and getting as good a player as you possibly can up front. But adding talent at all these positions is really what Mississippi State needs. So it's an absolutely massive offseason.
You make a good point here. We're talking about Chris Jones, and you're right that the early rumor mill is that he wants a lot of money. I mean, that's fine. I mean, he had 135 tackles last year, man. He's a productive, good.
In the minute yesterday, we saw who his agent was, or his advisor is what they called it, which we're throwing around the word advisor very loosely these days. Yeah.
It's like me being a nutritionist.
The minute I saw that, I knew it's going to be an uphill battle for Mississippi State because this guy's working against Mississippi State at every turn.
But what I would say is, Robbie, that maybe not Chris Jones, but there needs to Mississippi State needs to win a battle where there's a guy who everybody is saying, yeah, he wants a lot of money, and Mississippi State pays that.
Just to
beat perception is reality, man. And we've been talking about that for so long. Let's talk a little bit about Taylor and what can he be a guy who provides sort of a you've played the football games, the EA college football games, right? You know, there's the things like your program has prestige and facilities and blah blah blah, and that's what you recruit to. I think having a star player on your roster is something you can recruit to. Receivers see Kamario Taylor and they're like, he'll get me the ball. Offensive linemen say he'll make me look good because he's going to, escape the pocket. We're not going to give up a lot of sacks with him back there. Defensive players say, hey, this guy's going to put points on the board for us. And how big a factor is this Kamario Taylor, in your opinion, when it comes to who State can get out of the portal?
Well, that's why I think this game is big. I think that this is another opportunity for him. He's going to be on national stage for the second straight game. I think he made a lot of noise. Even when Mississippi State lost that game to Ole Miss, he made a lot of noise in that ball game doing what he did. And I think word's getting around. There's this exciting young quarterback at Mississippi State. He's, a home state guy. So for the state of Mississippi, they know – those players know who he is. Players getting in the portal, they know who he is. And so this is an opportunity on January 2nd to showcase that even more. The portal opens on January 2nd. You have film to point to. This is the guy that's going to be your QB. Look how exciting he is. He can extend plays. He can get you the football. I think that he could be a big part of it. And on top of that, he's just a magnetic personality. He's a fun guy to be around. He enjoys selling Mississippi State. I think he's going to be huge. He was a big reason why Fluff Bothwell stayed here. He was a big reason why Braylon Womack came. I think that he could be a massive selling point for Mississippi State in the offseason starting on January 2nd, and he wants to make Mississippi State better. That's the big thing about Kamario right now. Could Kamario get infected by this society where it's like a money grab and all that? Yeah, he could. But to this stage, the only thing that Kamario Taylor really wants, from what we've gathered about him, is for Mississippi State to be successful.
Yeah.
That's at the forefront of his mind. We heard it when he was in high school. We talked to him a couple weeks ago about it. He just wants Mississippi State to be successful and to win games. And so there could come a day where Kamario Taylor is looking at dollar signs like a lot of other guys. But right now, his intentions are fairly pure in that he just wants Mississippi State to be the best that it can be because he's a Mississippi State guy.
Yeah.
And so that having a guy like that in place at the biggest position on your team, at the face of the team, at quarterback, is massive. You talk about taking advantage right now. You have been gifted a potential generational player at Mississippi State that you have not had many players come through like this.
Right.
Dak Prescott was different. Debbie's calling me for some reason. Maybe you could step out and ask her why. I don't know if she's there or not.
She's not here. It's Saturday.
Why is she calling me on Saturday? Okay. Dak Prescott was a guy that just kind of willed himself to making the plays that he did. He ended up becoming a great quarterback, but he didn't have the tools that Kamario Taylor had. I don't know how many guys have had the tools that Kamario Taylor has at Mississippi State. And on top of that, he's a Mississippi State guy from right down the road. So you have been gifted a player that just doesn't come around very often. A Jeffrey Simmons type player, which just happened to come from the same school.
Yeah.
For offense.
And I did get a kick out of state, and I understand why they do it, because you know it makes sense to give yourself positive publicity as many times as you can. But like when they did the Camargo back thing, that was not one I was concerned with. I got to be honest with you, I wasn't.
No.
But maybe that speaks to what you're saying, though, is that a lot of people, a lot of Mississippi State fans, you know, as soon as a player scores a touchdown, they're like, oh God, he's going in the portal. And so maybe that, you know, makes sense to do that kind of thing. I think for state right now, and you know, some people might look at this and go, why are you bringing up Ole Miss in this conversation? It's the same thing I say. I say this a lot about Alabama. You can't be the number one team in the nation if you're not the number one team in your state.
Yeah.
And it starts there, right? Mississippi State, the momentum they built in the mid-2010s was built on the back of being the top program in this state for a 5-6 year stretch. And the momentum that Ole Miss has right now, I mean, if Ole Miss had lost the Egg Bowl, they're not in the playoff right now. They're playing the Citrus Bowl or the Music City Bowl, something like that. They're not where they are. You have to beat your rival year in, year out. And right now, in this moment in time, Mississippi State has an opportunity to get back on some level footing. Now, they've got a long way to go. Ole Miss's roster is better than Mississippi State. Ole Miss's NIL situation is better than Mississippi State's. And before you say, how do you know that? I just look at the rosters. You know, now I know that Kiffin played a huge role in that. And that's something I think Ole Miss fans, they're going to have to come to grips with a little bit. Like, if you ask the average Ole Miss player, did you sign to play with Ole Miss or did you sign to play for Lane Kiffin? I think a lot of them would tell you they signed to play with Lane Kiffin, and that's why I think they're going to have some attrition they don't want in the transfer portal. But that's neither here nor there for Mississippi State. For Mississippi State, right now in this moment in time, I'm basically, Robbie, a month from today, January 27th, we're going to know if what we're talking about today came to pass.
Yeah,
we're going to know, did they go out in the portal, get the job done, and build a roster that can compete and win games in the SEC next year? Or is it going to be another struggle and maybe Camargo can drag you to an extra win or two? That's where you're going to be. I think Taylor is good enough that he's probably worth a win or two. You know, you win your non-conference games. Minnesota will be tough, don't get me wrong, but you should be able to win those three. But this is a non-conference game season. You got to find three SEC wins. And I think Taylor's good enough to get you at least one, but can he get two, three, four if he doesn't have the right pieces around him? I don't know of the answer to that.
I'm really interested, like what things would have looked like for Mississippi State had they just thrown the keys to Camargo.
Yeah,
like I don't think it would have gotten. I mean, you would have lost the game at the worst anyway against teams like, you know, Missouri or Georgia or teams like that. But like if he got it earlier on, which there was no reason for Camargo to be starting against Texas or Tennessee. And I don't think Blake Shapen was the problem in those games either.
I've said it so many times, Robbie. Like, three quarters into the Texas game, Blake Shapen was the SEC Offensive Player of the Week. He was on his way.
Yeah. So, I mean, there wasn't really anything wrong. But I do wonder what the back half of the season would have looked like had Camargo – had you just let him go instead of, you know, teams just, like, pinning their ears back and coming after the quarterback. Camargo's escaping those plays – and getting loose for big gains and or extending the plays and hitting big pass plays or whatever. I just wonder what it looks like. And had Camargo had more like extended reps, what's the Egg Bowl look like?
Yeah.
Because again, though, I don't think he was the problem in that game. I mean, State gave up 30 plus points in that ball game, 38. What was it?
38. And I mean, they could not stop the Ole Miss passing game in that
one. Yeah. So, I mean, the defense was really the issue. But I just wonder what this team looks like with a little more seasoned Camargo Taylor.
I've wondered that a lot too.
And I think this next week, I mean, we'll get a pretty good idea because this is a guy that's gotten first team reps essentially for a month and 2 weeks. So, I mean, he got all the practice reps against Ole Miss and all the game reps. Now he has a full month of practice and he's about to come into this ball game. He should be a sophomore essentially at this point. He's no longer a freshman.
Yeah. And the, you know, what you said about there was no reason to make a change, you know, at the end of week four or something like that. There was no reason to going into the Tennessee game for Camargo Taylor to be the starting quarterback. The what if game is what if they had.
Yeah.
And honestly, they probably win at least two more games. I think they beat Texas and they beat Florida for sure. I honestly do believe that. And maybe Tennessee as well. I mean,
I do think Florida is probably the game
that's the
that
easiest
I
one
look
to
at
say
that was
yet.
The most winnable with Kamario Taylor.
Right.
Because that was a game that the defense was kind of doing what you needed to do all game, and your offense just was not getting the job done. And Kamario scored a touchdown in that ball game, but that's a game that I look at like I think Kamario could have won that ball game.
No, I don't disagree with that at all. He's certainly worth, you know, a point there. And then the Texas game, I mean, I think if you could have just run the football a little bit more and found a way to control the clock just a little bit more, then you probably win. And, you know, you couldn't do it. And, I mean, of course, the other thing I think about all the time is, you know, the Tennessee game, you fake the punt. Like, is Tennessee rushing the passer like that?
On the very next play.
Yeah, they're probably not, right? So, I mean, there's just a million and one things we can point to here. There's a lot of what-ifs. I mean, and honestly, I mean, go back a decade, right? Can I make those same what-ifs for Dak in 2013? Probably so.
Mm-hmm.
Probably so. So, you know, this is – maybe these comparisons are unfair for the young man, but they are what they are. That's what they're going to have to be.
And, well, I think at this point, like – Kamara is kind of built for it, but you've kind of got to put a lot of expectations on his shoulders here. I mean, we've seen enough of his tools.
It's fair, yeah.
I've been high on this kid since he was a sophomore in high school, and I've been singing his praises ever since. And I've kind of backed it because I've seen it firsthand, and I've seen a lot of high school players go on to become what they have.
Right.
Jeffrey Simmons, A.J. Brown, Willie Gay, those players pop. Those players, you can see it when they're in high school. You can see it kind of immediately.
Yeah.
Chris Jones, you could see that. And you can tell there's like a tier system for me. There's the really eye-popping players. Then there's the guys that you look at, they're like, they're going to be good college football players, I think. Like, right. You can look at those players, J.J. Hill.
You can see the stars, yeah.
Yeah. But there's the eye-popping guys, the Chris Jones, the A.J. Browns, the Jeffrey Simmons. I put Kamario Taylor in that grouping. I believe that he is going to be able to reach that stage, which is a relatively high draft pick that's had a great college career that's going to play NFL football.
Yeah,
that's the type of player I think he is. I'm not shying away from those expectations because I know he's not.
Yeah,
and Jeff Lebby isn't. Jeff Lebby stated after the Egg Bowl, we have a really special player. We need to put players around him to make him and our team better. So Jeff Lebby knows what he has. I think he's been very careful with how he's utilized him, but at this point, he's kind of ripped the cord and he's ready to roll with him.
Yeah.
And so I think that you see Mississippi State is already putting him on every promotional thing
they
that
are.
They have.
They are.
He was the guy for the schedule release. They're putting him on all their graphics. They're talking about him on social media. They know they have something special, and they want to take advantage of it.
His, you know, they've been putting out these videos of guys coming back. He was the only one that got like a special one.
Yeah.
So
he got like a Stranger Things graphic.
Yeah, something like that. So yeah, I mean, that's where we are. I'm excited. I'm really excited to see what he looks like against, you know, Ole Miss. Much as we may not want to admit it, that's a really good football team, right? And beating them was always going to be an incredibly hard task. I mean,
and that's a really well coached defensive team.
I'm excited to see. And then look, Wake Forest is a good team. They're 8-4. They have kind of their own guy in Robbie Ashford, who give their coaching staff credit. This is a guy they finally unlocked him a little bit. This is a guy that we've seen over the past 4 or 5 years in college football, and we've all said the same thing. I wish he would play a position other than quarterback. They finally got it figured out a little bit and found a way for him to be successful. So it's a good test for Mississippi State. We'll see what happens on Friday, January 2nd. Let's talk a little hoops before we get out of here. And that's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats. Two Brothers Smoke Meats, as we may have seen on social media, not open until after the first of the year. So, you know, let them have their holiday time off. But starting in the new year, Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother, those are going to be the places to be when you're in Starkville. When you want to have a great meal, the Cotton District is the place to do it, and you got two fantastic options right there. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother here in Starkville. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. If you need service, same number, same people. You know them, they know you, and they make it so easy. All right? It's so difficult sometimes when you have a computer, a printer, something break. You're going to be on hold forever. You're going to be talking to somebody who you don't know. You're going to be talking to somebody who's going to try to set something up for you. It's just a pain in the, you know what? Pain, and Dusty Rhodes would say, it's a pain in the ears. You don't want to deal with that. That's why you call Advantage Business System. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to go. Got college basketball happening. College baseball will be here sooner than you can imagine. You need to be ready for it, and you need to take a trip to Maroon & Co. to do it. They have everything maroon and white, everything you're looking for to get yourself ready for Mississippi State sports. All of the logos that you want, all of the name brands that you want right there at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15%. On your next order, that's online or in-store, online at maroonandco.com. Before you go to your next Mississippi State game, make sure you go to Maroon & Co. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Guys, I don't know if you know, a couple weeks ago, the winter solstice happened. What does that mean? It means the sun is staying out a little bit longer. It means the weather is going to start warming up at some point. It means you're going to be back out there mowing your lawn. And if you're going to be doing it right, you need to have a commercial mower from Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden is the John Deere headquarters here in North Mississippi. The biggest and best selection, the best deals, everything you're looking for at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Go see our friends at Scruggs if you want to get some John Deere green out on the yard this year. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden in Saltillo, they have what you want for less. If you're a landowner in the state of Mississippi, if you want to take 2026 and make that the year you finally buy or sell that piece of land that you've been talking about, our friends at Good Hope Land and Timber are here to help. Years of experience, people who help you make smart, sustainable, and profitable decisions when it comes to your land. Whatever you're trying to do with your land or whatever piece of land you're trying to buy or sell, Good Hope Land and Timber is here for you to provide expertise, to provide guidance, and to provide the answers to the questions that you have. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. All right, Mississippi State basketball, back at it Monday evening at the Hump against Alabama State. Should win that game. Should be a good finish to the good finish to non-conference play. And then on Saturday, the real test begins against a Texas team. You recall last year came to the Hump and won in overtime, a game that really hurt Mississippi State's seeding in the NCAA tournament. On the road in Austin. I don't know if this is the state's first ever trip to Austin for a basketball game. I'm sure Matt Dunaway will let us know that in the game notes. But here we are, Robbie, and I keep coming back to what we talked about. I think it was last week where they had those two losses to San Francisco and to SMU, games that I hate doing the they should have won thing, but they should have won. This team should probably be on a 6-game winning streak, and you're talking about them a lot differently than we are. I still don't think this is an NCAA tournament team. I don't think they can get there, but I do think they can be a respectable team in the conference. But, and this is it's a big but, you can't slip Monday night against this Alabama State team. You need to win that game. I don't expect them to blow them out. Whatever the point total is, I'm interested. If State's like a 15 to 16 point favorite, I would advise you to bet against the Bulldogs on that one. But good opportunity to get one more win.
We knew the Long Island was going to hit that, didn't we?
That was an easy. That was easy money, my friend.
I think they'll be okay in this. I just want to see this team continue to climb, like get better. Like we don't need to see any decline from this team. And I don't know what if anything they can do to rectify a lot of their issues that they have.
Right.
But Chris Jans can get more out of these players, and he could get the right rotation together and just hone in on those players. I think what's really hurting them right now is like the 3 to 5 spot is just not very strong.
Their front court is weak.
Offensively.
It's just weak. Yeah.
And Shawn Jones is carrying a heavy load and he's just not capable of consistently giving you much on offense.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when he gets the ball in his hands, it's kind of like hold your breath kind of stuff. And you're just not getting enough from Quincy Ballard. But I think he is starting to get better and he's starting to get a little more
a little more confident.
Yeah, and I think this in the SEC, he's going to have to be extremely tough.
Yeah.
And so you need a little more out of him. You need to – I know a lot of people want to sit Achiuwa. I'm kind of the opposite. I think you've got to
Keep playing
pull something out of him.
Okay.
He's going to have to help you. I don't think you can get away with him not playing some. I know people will disagree with that, but he's got to get better. I mean, you got to have his – you got to have that body in the ball game. And he can't be a guy that hurts you when he's in there. I thought he played better against Memphis. He was okay.
He did. He played better.
You know, Jamar Davis Fleming has got to come out of his shell a little bit. He's given you some really good minutes. He's going to have to score some. But that kind of stuff's got to happen for Mississippi State to have success in this league. They've got to be better in the post. They've got to finish around the rim. That has been such a struggle. These players struggle to just score. They can't just go up and slam it in somebody's face or score inside. It's been a bit of a struggle for them. And outside of your guard play, that's been tough for everybody. You know, Jaden Epps and Josh Hubbard have been fairly consistent.
That's the most frustrating thing right there, though, Robbie, is that Epps has finally given Hubbard that partner.
Yeah.
I look at Epps, I'm like, if he had been on last year's team, they would have been like a 4 or 5 seed.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. And that's the frustrating part to me. So it's interesting to hear you talk about Achiuwa because that's a guy that I'm on that boat of I wouldn't play him as much.
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
I
just don't think he's got it.
I think most everyone is, but mm-hmm. I'm kind of at the point where, like, I think that you've got to get more out of him.
Yeah.
They've got to have as many bodies as they possibly can get. There's just not many options down there.
Right.
I think Masara has really started to come along. That's probably mm-hmm. going to be the guy that you put a lot of minutes on.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, Achiuwa is going to come in the ball game, and he's going to have to help you in some capacity.
Yeah.
So if he's going to play, he needs to get a lot better. You need to be able to rely on him more than you can.
Yeah.
Because right now you're just not getting what you need from him, and you can't have this many misses from the transfer portal.
Correct.
Because they only brought back 2 guys from last year's team.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have this.
And one of them was Shawn Jones.
Yeah, 3. But I just think that the more you can get out of whoever you're going to play, the better. And it doesn't look like Chris Jans is going to go the route that a lot of people want to go and not play Achiuwa. They're kind of force feeding him. And if you're going to do that, he's got to be better than he is.
Agreed.
You've got some pieces down there. You've got some size. I think there's some intriguing upside to some of those players.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
But you're just not getting it right now. So they've got to find a way to pull it out. And hopefully that will happen starting in SEC play.
All right. Monday.
They have played at Austin twice, by the way.
Okay.
1973 and 1977.
That's why I don't remember, because I don't remember. I was a very young man.
Yes.
When I was. Never mind.
A young boy.
Hey, speaking of that game on Monday, though, Mississippi State versus Alabama State, I happen to have 4 tickets to that game available. I will give them away on Monday. They are actual paper tickets right here. I will drop them off at Will Call for you. If you are the winner, I will let you know how to win them Monday morning, and you can win 4 free tickets. Good seats. Not club level or anything, but they're free, so I don't want to hear any whining. I'll let you know how to win them if you want them. I'll get them to you on Monday.
Very nice.
Very good. All right. Talk to you guys again on Tuesday. Remember, this week we've got we should have a full week. Robbie, you and I have to do a little extra work on New Year's Eve, though. We'll have to do 2 podcasts, but that second podcast, the final 3 P's of the 2025 college football season. Looking forward to it. Talk to you guys then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.